Mi gente, I don't normally do this, but this is very urgent matter and we need to talk right now. As I do every week, I will tell you that the genocide continues. Every day is worse than the last. Over 30,000 are dead. Children are beginning to starve to death. People are having amputations without anesthesia and so much more horror. It's beyond belief and truly horrifying. But what I want, what is so urgent to bring everyone's attention to right now as I am recording this, January 25th, Mansour Shuman has been missing for 5 days. No one has heard from him since Sunday. Mansour is a reporter in Gaza, and he has been doing so much humanitarian work, as well as reporting what is happening on the ground and being basically the most positive person I have ever seen. I swear... I cannot believe how much faith and positivity this man has in the wake of so much horror and this horrific genocide. And I genuinely feel so much hope whenever I would see his messages. Now he's missing. His mother, wife, and children have not seen him or heard from him in 5 days. And I'll also remind everyone else that Mansour is a Canadian citizen. Canada has, and the Canadian government has the responsibility to find him. We need coverage of this. We need news organizations to talk about this. People need to make noise about this. If you are in Canada, please write the Prime Minister, write the government, whatever government officials that you can, write them. And even if you're not, we need to put international pressure on the Canadian government to do something because it is their responsibility to find him. And what is really scaring me at this point is how similar, this is reminding me of Charles Horman. Charles Horman was a journalist in Chile in 1973 when the coup happened, and he was an American citizen. I'm going to underscore, an American citizen, and he was, and I don't want to put this out here or anything like that, but I'm just giving an example. Charles Horman was kidnapped by the Chilean military when the coup happened, and he was taken to one of those stadiums where he was eventually murdered. I don't want to put that out there in any way or say, I don't want my mind to go there. What I'm saying is that the U.S. government did nothing to find Charles Horman. What I'm saying is that we can actually look at and say, you know what? They failed to act. They failed to find him. They failed to help his family who were desperately looking for him. This was an American citizen and they did nothing, absolutely nothing to try and find him. I don't want to see that happen. Mansour's life and his story cannot end like Charles Horman's life did. We need, first of all, the Canadian government needs to step up. They need to step up right now, and they need to be putting pressure to find him, to know what is happening. He is missing. It is their responsibility. He is a Canadian citizen. I'm going to repeat that once again. We cannot let this happen. We cannot just stand by and let this happen. Charles Horman, his government, this United States government, he was a journalist, and they did absolutely nothing to help him, absolutely nothing to save him from what happened to him. Okay, we cannot let this happen to Mansour. We need to bring attention to this. We need to petition the government and make sure that the Canadian government knows we're not going to let this happen silently. Of course, we must also post on social media, make as much noise as you can on social media. We cannot let this go unnoticed. And we know what Israel has been doing. We know what might be happening. I mean, I don't want what might be happening. I don't want my mind to go there. I don't want to imagine those things. But we have to be real and honest here. We want to imagine that Mansour, there's a communications blackout and he just can't get to his phone, or his phone has been lost or broken or something. We want to believe that. We want to think that. And of course, I'm trying to keep my mind positive because Mansour is always so positive and so full of faith. But we have to think about reality right now. He's missing. And we know what Israel has been doing. We see the images of the men that they kidnap. And these we're talking about in these prior cases that we've seen. These are men who were just regular people, shop owners, regular citizens of Gaza, just taken and kidnapped and being subjected to brutal treatment. Mansour, I'm just being honest here. He is someone who is a public figure, who has actually been doing something, who's actually been combating this genocide with humanitarian work. He has been showing the world what is happening in Gaza, and he's been doing so much. And so what scares me and where my mind goes, even though I don't want to put this out there, and I want to affirm that he's safe and believe that he's just safe and doesn't have access to any way of communication. But we have to be realistic about this and say Mansoor would be a target of those psychopathic, psychotic IDF soldiers. So we need to make as much noise as possible. We cannot let this happen silently. Don't remain silent. Make noise however you can. Draw attention to this. Don't let this slip under the radar. That is what Israel would want. We need to bring serious international attention to this. And of course, we pray, we affirm that he's alive, that he's safe, or at least as safe as anyone can be in Gaza. But again, I'm going to remind you one more time what we can do in other countries. We're around the world. Okay. I know people around the world are listening to this podcast. And what I'll tell you, we need to do more than that. Remember, post on social media. Harass the Canadian government. I'm serious. Whether you're in Canada or anywhere else, we need to draw international attention. This is their responsibility. They need to ensure that the safety of one of their own citizens who is currently in a war zone, in the midst of a genocide, they need to ensure his safety. He is now missing. He is now he's now missing. And so the Canadian government needs to be pushed to take some action. And also remember to if you're doing posts on social media, tag publications, news networks, etc. Write to them if you can. Do something to try to push them to cover this, because we need this on the news. We need media coverage. I cannot emphasize that enough. We can't let this slip under the radar. The world really needs to see what's happening and know Mansoor's name and petition and rally and fight for to find out what's happening and where he is. And I have to include this at the end. If you're religious or spiritual in any way, keep him in your prayers, your thoughts, your affirmations. Whatever you do, whatever you believe in, keep him in your prayers. Mi gente, we cannot let this happen silently. We must do what we can to bring attention to this. We cannot let this happen. He is missing. I cannot emphasize this enough. He has not been heard from or seen since Sunday. This is extremely concerning. It's been 5 days already. We cannot wait any longer. And I hate to have to bring this up. And I hate that my mind goes there. But in these times, we cannot operate from wishful thinking. We have to look at reality, because looking at reality can save his life. And again, I'm just going to the worst case scenario that he, say, is in custody of the Israeli of the Israeli forces. We don't know. Again, we have absolutely no idea where he is or what's happened. Again, nobody has heard from him in 5 days. But I'm telling you that our advocacy, us making noise, us making this into a major issue, could possibly save his life. And I think that's important. I hate that my mind goes here, but can you imagine how many other detenidos desaparecidos could have possibly been saved if the world had made noise when they first disappeared? Not months after, not years after, not after they died. And I'm sorry that I have to say this. And I want to think that he's completely fine, that he's as safe as anyone can be in Gaza. But we cannot operate from wishful thinking. Wishful thinking and these things is not going to save his life if he is in danger or if he is in the custody of the Israeli forces. We have to be as realistic as possible and understand how many others could have been saved by international outcry, by news coverage, by the governments of the world. Mansoor is a Canadian. His government has a responsibility to know what's happened to him. Where is he? Is he safe? Okay, I can't emphasize this enough. How many others could have been saved? How many others? I know Charles Horman, if his government cared, he might still be alive today. And there are so many others that if we had had international coverage, if we had had an international outcry, could they have been saved? And I keep that in my mind, and I say this is not about the past. This is not about what could have happened. This is about right now. We have to make as much noise and put as much international pressure as possible to find him. So again, I affirm and I pray that he is alive, that he is safe, that he is as safe as anyone can be in Gaza right now. And we have to put pressure and we have to fight to try and find out what has happened to him and where he is. And of course, we keep him in our thoughts, in our prayers. We think of his family. And we just really affirm that he is going to be okay, that he's going to, that we are going to hear from him soon and he's going to be all right. But we have to put pressure. That's the most important thing we can do. Put pressure. Create noise anywhere that you can, any platform that you have, make noise. For any listeners who might be listening to this in Spanish, I want to give you a quick translation or a summary of what I have just said. I'm sorry, my Spanish is not very good, but I just want to give a quick summary so that I can reach as many people as possible with this message. Okay, ahora en español, y mi español no es muy bueno, so perdóname, pero ahora. El periodista palestino Mansour Shuman está desaparecido desde el domingo. Nadie ha oído hablar de él. Mansour ha estado haciendo tanto trabajo humanitario increíble en medio de este terrible genocidio, y es una persona increíble, llena de esperanza y fe. Es ciudadano canadiense. El gobierno canadiense es responsable de mantener a sus ciudadanos seguros y de averiguar qué les ha sucedido si desaparecen. Mansour está desaparecido. Y no quiero pensar lo peor, pero tenemos que ser realistas. Necesitamos crear una convocatoria internacional. Publicar en las redes sociales. Pónganse en contacto con el gobierno canadiense, especialmente si se encuentra en Canadá. Pónganse en contacto con los medios de comunicación y las publicaciones y exija que cubran esto. No quiero pensar lo peor. Quiero creer que está a salvo o tan seguro como puedas estar en Gaza, pero debemos ser realistas. Nuestra atención internacional podría salvarlo. Recuerda eso. Lo que me asustan es que esto me recuerda al caso de Charlie Horman, y sabemos cómo terminó esto. La vida y la historia de Mansour no puede terminar de esa manera. Por último, si eres religioso o espiritual, de alguna manera, mantenerlo en sus oraciones, pensamientos, afirmaciones. Hagas lo que hagas o creas, mantenerlo en sus oraciones. No podemos permitir que eso suceda. Debemos llamar la atención sobre eso. So I just repeated everything there just in Spanish one more time, just to try and get as much people as possible to listen. For those who do not understand English, speak English, I want everybody to be able to, at least as much as I can from this podcast, understand what's happening here. We cannot let this happen silently. Until next time, con mucho, mucho cariño, keep dancing, keep honoring your ancestors, keep affirming for the right to live in peace, keep Mansour in your prayers. We affirm that he is safe, that he is okay, that he is alive, and that we will hear from him soon. Con mucho, mucho cariño. Chao, mi gente.